Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Honduran police arrested former President Juan Orlando Hernandez on February 15th at the request of the United States, which is seeking his extradition to stand trial for his alleged ties to drug trafficking. The United States is committed to fighting corruption and promoting democracy, rule of law, and accountability in Central America. We believe these issues are key to a brighter future for Central America, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken in a recent statement. To advance this priority, the United States is now declassifying and publicizing the inclusion of former Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez on the United States Corrupt and Undemocratic Actors List under Section 353 of the United States Northern Triangle Enhancement Engagement Act. Generally, this makes the listed individuals ineligible for visas and admission to the United States. Hernandez was added to the list effective July 1, 2021. According to multiple credible media reports, Juan Orlando Hernandez has facilitated acts of corruption and narco-trafficking, using the proceeds of illicit activity to underwrite political campaigns. In addition, Hernandez was identified by name in sworn witness testimony in a U.S. federal criminal proceeding as having received narco-trafficking proceeds as part of his campaign funding. The United States continues to use the tools at its disposal to promote accountability for corruption and other attacks on the security, stability, and democratic aspirations of the people of Honduras, Central America, and the world. We will continue partnering with Honduran government officials and members of civil society and the private sector who show a dedication to combating corruption and strengthening democratic governance, including as part of an overall policy of addressing the root causes of irregular migration from the region, declared Secretary Blinken. The United States will continue supporting the people of Honduras as they strive to contribute to and benefit from democratic institutions, generate equitable economic opportunities, and create the futures they desire for themselves and their families.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.